The Committee on Governmental Oversight and Accountability will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll, please.
Chair Hooper.
Here.
Vice Chair Rader.
Here.
Senator Albritton.
Here.
Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Tamara. Guests, I would remind you and senators to, if you have electronics, to please put them in the appropriate mode. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance card and get it to one of us, and so we can record your comments. Senators, this is the first meeting of this committee. None of us have served on this committee previously, so I thought it would be appropriate at the outset for the knowledge of our guests and for each of us to learn a little bit about each of us. And I thought it would be nice to have a short introduction. I will start, if that's okay. I'm Ed Hooper, and I represent District 16, which is North Pinellas and Southwest Pasco County. Retired firefighter by trade and served in the Florida House for 8 years, termed out in 2014, and now back in the Senate. So I'm excited about this committee. I think we're going to have some interesting legislation to deal with, and we will get through it, and I will now yield to the Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Kevin Rader, District 29, mostly Palm Beach with a little bit of Broward County involvement on there. I'm excited to be on this committee with the Chair. I've worked with him for a number of years in the House, and matter of fact, I'm looking at the members over there and over here. I worked with everyone a little bit in the House, so I'm happy to be over here on this side with the new Chair and the issues that are going to come about. I briefly said there's a lot of bills in the hopper and look forward to tackling them and moving forward. So I'm happy to be here and to serve with these really distinguished gentlemen on this committee.
Thank you, Senator Rader. Senator Bean.
A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you so much for letting me be on your committee. It's Aaron Bean, serving Greater Jacksonville. And if anybody needs oversight and accountability, it's government. So the committee is aptly named. Looking forward to working with you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much, Senator Bean. Senator Albritton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as well, I hate having to follow Senator Bean. That is unfortunate. I don't have the I don't know what the right word is that he has, but it's something, and it's important. So anyhow, I would agree with his comments. Mr. Chairman, I look forward to serving with you and looking down the road to see what kind of great great bills and great opportunities we have to make government better. So my name is Ben Albritton. I serve in the 26th District, which is essentially all of Florida's heartland. Some might say kind of the middle of nowhere. And that accumulates about 6,000 square miles. There's probably more cattle than there are people in that area. But we're looking forward to making government better and look forward to your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And last but certainly not least, Senator Victor Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ed, it's a pleasure being here. I represent District 15. All of Osceola County, all of parts of Orange County. A little bit about my background. I've been a public servant. I served in the Marine Corps, 67 to 70. Retired cop from New York. Drove a school bus in Marion County. Drove a city bus in Orange and Osceola County. So my background is public servant. I look at this committee and I look at what's under our jurisdiction, and I look forward to working with you and the rest of the committee on issues that come up.
Thank you, Senator Torres. Senators, we're blessed with an extraordinary staff, I believe. I have enjoyed my time meeting with our staff. And our staff director is Mr. Joe McVaney, to my left. Joe's worked in this legislature for 29 years, including 14 in the Florida Senate. Most of his legislative service has been with the appropriations process and this committee. So I'll be looking to you, sir, for guidance, direction, and assistance, and I'm comfortable with that. So thank you, Joe. Our administrative senior committee administrative assistant is Ms. Tamara Reddick. She's been with the Florida Senate for 30 years, starting out with a senator that came from my county, Pinellas County, Senator Curtis Kaiser, for a long time. beginning in 1988, and she moved to Tallahassee in 1995 and has been in the Senate President's office on the Committee for Rules for Fiscal Policy, Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities, and beginning in 2017, this committee. So she really does know everything about everything. So a good resource. We're welcome, Tamara, and I'm excited for you to be part of the great staff of this committee. I'm going to ask Mr. McVaney to go through. We're not going to be here real long, but I thought it would be appropriate for because all of us are new to this committee, to at least look at some of the areas that this committee may have oversight over and what issues and trouble we can get into as we journey along our way. So I will turn it over to Joe McVaney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, in the committee packet, you'll find a document that describes the jurisdiction of this committee. From an entity standpoint, the committee has oversight jurisdiction over the State Board of Administration, the Agency for State Technology, Department of Management Services, and the sub-entities that are administratively attached to the DMS, and portions of the Executive Office of the Governor and the Department of State. From a public policy perspective, the committee has jurisdiction over issues relating to government accountability and transparency, the public sector retirement systems, including the Florida retirement system and the local plans, the state workforce and employee benefits, the structure of government, and open government, including the exemptions to public records and open meeting laws. I anticipate the committee will be referred a series of bills relating to the open government sunset review process, various public records exemptions that are scheduled to expire in 2019. In addition, the committee may receive another series of bills relating to the various direct support organizations whose statutory authority also expires in 2019. I also anticipate the committee will be asked to consider for introduction a bill relating to the employer contribution rates for the Florida retirement system and a bill relating to the continuation of the direct support organizations linked to the Department of State. Mr. Chairman, that completes my presentation.
Are there any questions, Senators, for Mr. McVaney? Sounds like we will have more than one meeting this session, it sounds like, and some interesting things. Anyone from the audience care to address the committee on any issue that we've been through today? Members, any questions? Any questions from the senators?
Yeah, I have one.
Senator Albritton, you're recognized.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So I was, I'm interested, the Executive Office of the Governor, with the exception of DEM, could you elaborate a little bit when it says Executive Office of the Governor? I mean, would that include other agencies or are we, I mean, what really, just his direct operations?
It would typically be, Mr. Chairman.
You're right.
You'd typically be the, a lot of the Chapter 216 dealing with the Office of Planning and Budgeting. It would be the other entities within the Executive Office of the Governor, Volunteer Florida, I believe, and some other smaller entities. Everything other than the Division of Emergency Management, which would be in the Infrastructure and Security Committee.
Mr. Chairman, a follow-up?
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Would it be possible then to get maybe a list of what those specific, I guess you wouldn't call them an agency, some of them maybe, but those areas within that executive office that we would have purview over? Is that okay?
That's perfectly good and okay, and obviously that would be to all members of the committee. Additional question? Anyone? With that, I know you're all tired of listening to this long committee, and on the motion of the Vice Chairman, Senator Rader, this committee, without objection, we're adjourned.